Welcome back to Mouthing Off with Mike, the only wrestling podcast that still has not been a victim of that dreaded Dijak ratio on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, we are officially single digits away from WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're listening to this episode, we will officially be at 6 days away from WrestleMania. My goodness, the time has flown. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot to get into this week, so I'm going to get right to it. We got some new WrestleMania matches that popped up on SmackDown. We got some new commentators for WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight Championship, and we've got, for the first time in a long time, intentional bleeding on WWE programming. Plus, whose house is it? Soon to be Swerve's house. Welcome into this week's show, ladies and gentlemen. Like I usually start every episode, I'm going to get started here with the first wrestling show of the week, which is always the flagship show for WWE, Monday Night Raw. Cody Rhodes kicked off Raw this past Monday on March 25th. Cody Rhodes goes on to say in the beginning of his promo, look, you know, this is the awkward, you know, 2 weeks before WrestleMania promo, he says. You know, he gives a lot of shout-outs, in particular to the wrestling club. He also says he does what he does not because he's a suck-up like Roman thinks, but because Roman's not here. He also got the entire arena to point to the WrestleMania sign with him, which was very cool. He says nothing but positive platitudes to Roman. He says he respects Roman, but he hates his guts. He also says that The Rock and Roman was just the WrestleMania wank fest, which got a pop out of me on that one. And if you smell what The Rock is cooking, because The Rock is here unannounced on Monday Night Raw. Now, we know he was going to be live April 1st from Brooklyn, for the final Raw before WrestleMania. But he makes an impromptu appearance here tonight on Monday Night Raw. Gets in the ring, crowd going crazy. You gotta soak up that moment. And he soaks it up. He's so good at using the crowd reaction to warrant a reaction. Him and Cody just face off. And then The Rock whispers something in Cody's ear and leaves. He tells Cody, after the detectives on social media figured it out, we've got some serious lip readers out there on the internet wrestling community, so shout out to them. He told Cody that I'm going to make you bleed tonight. Wow. Okay. All right. So let's get into that. He says he's going to make Cody bleed tonight. Cody tells Jackie backstage, The Rock made a promise that he can't keep. That he can't keep. Now, that's bold words coming from the American Nightmare. The Rock, for the most part, will keep his promises. And at the end of the night, after the main event has been said and done, which we'll get into, the Bloodline come out, Jimmy and Solo, and Seth and Cody make the save for Jay, who's taking on Nakamura in the main event, which was a solid main event. Jay got a big win here, even after all the chaos. Cody goes backstage brawling with Jimmy, and The Rock attacks Cody Rhodes. Ladies and gentlemen, and The Rock whoops his candy ass, as he would say, all around the backstage area, throws him outside into the parking lot where Cody's bus is waiting. Poor Pharaoh's on the bus wondering what's happening to Papa. And Cody gets absolutely destroyed by the final boss, ladies and gentlemen. And he makes Cody Rhodes bleed. And he takes that blood and he wipes it on that weight belt that he has custom made with Mama Rhodes on it. And he says, this is what you get for fucking with the final boss. The final boss has had enough. He's finished. We even got the unedited director's cut of the beef, and you hear the camera guy say, all right, we're clear, guys. And The Rock's like, no, fuck that. It doesn't end when the cameras stop. And then he just whips Cody with the weight belt. This was great television. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in Chicago too. So you know CM Punk's here. I got my CM Punk shirt on. Make sure you check out my WWE Shop affiliate link in the description of this episode. So you can get your WrestleMania merch. There's only a few days here left, so you might have to hit some expedited shipping, but they got some all the deals. They've got a lot of great Mania merch, so make sure you check it out. But we're in Chicago, and it's raining in Chicago, and the rain adds to this whole scene. Also in the background is the WWE production truck with Stone Cold and Cena on it, two of the very names that have been rumored to be appearing at WrestleMania in favor of the American Nightmare. And WWE's been really into this foreshadowing, putting these subtle details in the background of the shots that they're filming. And all the WrestleMania trucks are covered with WrestleMania logos, except a few. This being one of the few. So take note of this. There's a reason for everything, and there's been a reason for everything this entire past calendar year of WWE. Everything was there. The breadcrumbs were there. The trail was there for us. It was just all about if you were... You had your eyes on it. And that's what's been making these stories so good and what Triple H and the creative team has been doing across the board. They're able to put these little details, stack them up for you and say, look, they're right there in front of your face the whole time. You just didn't look hard enough. And it's working amazing. Throughout Raw tonight, we had those background segments. Drew talking to Heyman was one of the main ones, which ended up happening in the main event where Drew came out and attacked Seth, which caused Cody to even get beat down by The Rock. Beautiful stuff. Fantastic Monday Night Raw. A lot of people on social media love this episode of Monday Night Raw. I'm one of those people. This was probably my favorite Raw of the last couple years. Dare I say, maybe my favorite Raw under the Triple H era, quote unquote. Then we had somebody who made graphs about the lack of wrestling. Look, we're 2 weeks away from the biggest wrestling show of the year. This is the Super Bowl for them. So you think there's going to be a lot of the talent that are on Mania Wrestling? Yeah, we do have some, but not everybody. They want those matches to hit. They want those face-offs to hit. And they need to fit all these other builds into it. So a lot of people complaining about it. Look, sports entertainment, remember that. Keep that in mind with all things WWE. First match of the night was Ricochet versus JD McDonagh in a fantastic match. It looks like they finally let Ricochet be Ricochet, the Ricochet that we've all known and loved for all these years, and they're letting him shine, and it's working so well. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to say, it is killing it. He's killing it right now. Ricochet gets a big win over JD McDonagh. They were pulling out all sorts of moves, man. Ricochet hit his shooting star while JD McDonagh was standing up to end the match. There was also a top rope Frankensteiner from Ricochet. Then there was a Canadian Destroyer, a pop-up Canadian Destroyer. This match was great. Go check it out. Mouthing off with Mike, match recommendation of the week for Monday Night Raw. Ricochet and JD McDonagh. Fantastic, fantastic match. He's 3-0 against the Judgment Day. CM Punk is here in Chicago. Of course, we cannot be in Chicago without the Chicago Made Punk. CM Punk, he even pulls up backstage with the new WWE legacy MLB titles with the Cubs. You know, he's a Cubs fan. We know this. Big Cubs guy. I respect that. Got a homie out in Chicago. Big Cubs guy. Much love. Jey Uso was also dressed up like The Rock, turtleneck, chain, fanny pack, all that. That was a super, super cut during the walk of CM Punk. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. CM Punk starts promo saying, look, WrestleMania, I wish I was wrestling there. You know, this is an unfortunate cycle, but you know, look, my mouth works, and we're not on Netflix yet, but April knows what I mean. Ladies and gentlemen, we just got an oral joke on Monday Night Raw by CM Punk. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Netflix is going to be great for Raw. They're going to be able to say whatever the hell they want, and essentially this era of WWE, I guess you could say the resurgence of maybe cursing. We're starting to see a lot more cursing on Raw, especially with The Rock and all those F-bombs he drops. Fans are speculating, is Punk going to host? Is he going to commentate? He's going to be a guest ref. He says, a lot of people are talking about me. Roman Reigns was talking about me on Pat McAfee's show. I don't know what I did to elicit that response. He says, Seth Rollins likes to talk about me. And he says, coming from someone with two bad knees, that's kind of funny. He goes, The Rock hasn't mentioned me. And we know his arms are too short to box with God. Great, great callbacks here in Punk's promo to some of Punk's greatest hits. And he says, and Drew McIntyre, I haven't said a word. And here comes Drew. Drew's wearing the shirts. He's got the Savior WrestleMania shirt. He's got the underneath it. He's got the CM Punk where he's standing on CM Punk's grave, WrestleMania main event. He tells CM Punk, look, I'm not buying this whole straight edge thing. You don't drink, you don't do drugs, but you spend all your time in rehab. Wow. Wow. Seth comes out, Punk drops to his knees, starts hitting himself in the head with the microphone. Hysterical stuff. Punk tells Drew and Seth that he's going to do something that neither of them could do for 10 years, make both of their asses interesting. Drew gets the final words here. He goes on to recite some of Eminem's Stan lyrics to CM Punk. And then Seth hits Drew with a stomp. What a fantastic segment. Like, I'm not trying to undersell this segment. This is the best segment on Raw outside of Cody getting whooped by The Rock. Hate to say it. Obviously, big Cody guy here. You know, you see all the Cody Rhodes stuff on my wall, you know. Look, they were shooting from the hip here. They gave him a guideline. They said, here's your outline. Hit these points, but the rest, up to you guys. And it made for fantastic television here. I was so entertained. I was like, oh, what? Oh my God. They were going ham. They were going crazy, guys. They were going crazy. I just wanted to give you some of my favorite lines from it. Go back, check it out if you haven't. This was Monday Night Raw was fantastic, man. It was, like I said, one of the best Raws for a build up to WrestleMania. And how do you top this Monday Night Raw? Because next week, you know, it's the last Raw before Mania, and it's going to be hard to top this. Because of these long talking segments we got, Cody, you know, Drew, Punk, Rollins, some of them, the entrances for some of the matches were cut. Ivy and Candice did not get their entrances. Ivy loses to Candice. Candice fakes an injury. She hits her with a roll-up, puts the feet on the ropes. Indy's confused. She's not happy. There's a backstage segment with them where Indy is threatened by Candice. It says, look, if you don't like it, be a loser. I don't need you to tag with me. And then there's a social media post with Candice and Rhea. So keep an eye on that. I'd love to see Candice with Rhea as a tag team. I'd love to see her in the Judgment Day. But Trouble in Paradise for the Judgment Day. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to SmackDown. Good stuff here. I love Candice LeRae's new attitude. We saw Drew talking to Paul here after the match with the tag teams all talking. New Day, DIY, Awesome Truth is on commentary. Hysterical stuff. Judgment Day interfere in this match. Truth is yelling, I'm on commentary tonight. I'm not fighting. Stu, cut the commercial. And then the Judgment Day obviously beat down all the tag teams. Andrade, Giovanni Vinci, solid match here for Andrade. He gets the win. No entrances again here for either guy. Like I said, might have been a little bit of a time overrun with those segments. But Andrade, I hope he has something going on post-WrestleMania because it obviously does not look like he's involved with the LWO and Legado, which we will talk about when we get to SmackDown. Rhea Ripley's here. We got Becky Lynch here. Things are heating up with them. Rhea basically gets called out by Becky because she's like, you know, you're not a champion. All you'd want to do is post pictures of your ass on the internet. Pop for me on that one. I cracked up. And then Rhea says, look, I can post a photo or video on the internet and these freaks will eat it up. Got a valid point here. Rhea did the stink face last weekend and that went triple platinum on social media. Fans were losing their minds, like, and rightfully so. Rhea Ripley is one of the most popular women's wrestlers in mass media right now. Most popular women's wrestlers in media right now. You know, I think she's got like 2.5 million, 3 million followers on IG. Like, dude, she's on a new level. Becky also had her book come out. I've got to read a little bit of it. It's so far, it's a very entertaining read from her perspective of a lot of what you've seen take place over the last, you know, few years of her career, dating back, you know, to her entry into wrestling. So I've gotten to read a little bit of it. It looks like a great book. Pick it up at your local providers. I'm not sponsored with that, so we don't have to worry about that. This was a great segment. Dom ends up getting popped in the face by Becky, and when I say popped in the face, like popped in the face, I'll pop the clip here that I made for social media because you're probably wondering how Dom got here. Rhea makes it personal and tells Becky that her daughter will call her mommy. Wow. Sammy and Chad had a segment backstage. It seems like Chad is going to be the role of Mick to The Rock. If you've seen Rocky, you know Mick. He trains The Rock in that first match against Creed in Apollo in the first Rocky. I don't know how you would consider this. Obviously, Gunther's Drago in this. You could say Zane is Creed, I guess. I've said this. A lot of people are saying, a lot of making their comparison, obviously, underdog story. They're going to make that Rocky comparison, especially in Philly. I like what we're doing here. I want Gable to start training Zane in like montages similar to Rocky. Like, if you've ever seen Rocky, you've seen when the Mick makes Rock run around and chase the chicken, you know, and get his stamina and his speed and his reflexes up. I want to see stuff like that. Outside the box stuff heading to WrestleMania. We have one more week, so I'm sure they're going to bust something out here. Bronson Reed actually beats Sami Zayn in the match because of Gunther's distraction. So obviously Sami is not in his, he's not here right now. Gunther's living rent free in his head. I like it. Jey Uso and Shinsuke Nakamura was the main event of Monday Night Raw. Really solid stuff. It dwelled right into The Rock beating Cody down, which I started the show talking about because that's the most precedent thing that's taken on. Everything hit for me on this thing. The rain, the blood, The Rock dropping the F-bomb, the weight belt, everything. I had goosebumps. The mana was running strong. That hurts extremely. I don't know how The Rock does that because that's something. But the mana was strong for Monday Night Raw, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into NXT from this past Tuesday on March 26th of 2024, I want to say thank you guys so much for watching, listening to Mouthing Off with Mike. We're going to be a year next week after WrestleMania. The Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania will be the year anniversary of Mouthing Off with Mike. So stay tuned for any sort of special streams, get-togethers, collabs. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. Stay tuned to my socials at MOWM_podcast as I am going to announce the WrestleMania contest when this video is posted Sunday. So stay tuned for that. Let's get into NXT, ladies and gentlemen. If you're sleeping on NXT, once again, I implore you to wake your ass up, please. We start off the show. Spears taking on Dijak. Man, that Dijak. Let me tell you something, brother. I was watching Dijak. Dominic Dijakovic, brawl with Keith Lee, tag team with Keith Lee, and then NXT, oof, man, you're going back some years here. We're going NXT Black and Gold, baby. We're going 16, 17, 18, 19 era of NXT, ladies and gentlemen. Those two, man, I fell in love with Dijak back then. And then they did that T-Bar thing, you know, he's part of Retribution. They didn't really know what to do with him. Then they packaged him again into this Dijak character that we've got, and he's great, man. It's very Sin City. It's very Punisher, very noir with his entrance and his little, like, you know, segments backstage, you know, with his little, office that we've seen in the past that he did with Gacy, you know, a few months back. Him and Spears have a great match here, man. This was a really good match to start NXT this week. Like, Dijak gets the win. Gacy got a little bit involved here, so it looks like Gacy and Spears are going to have something going on at NXT Stand and Deliver potentially, but Dijak, we know, is going to be in a triple threat match for the North American Championship against Oba Femi and Josh Briggs. We got meaty men bumping meat NXT Stand and Deliver weekend. Put the title on Dijak. I love Oba Femi, but Dijak has put in the work. It is time to get a title on that man. And what better title than that North American Championship? Because he's earned it, ladies and gentlemen. The breakup of the BFFs, Thea Hale and JC Jane, is at its peak, ladies and gentlemen, here tonight on NXT. Because Thea Hale's taking on JC Jane's new BFF, Jasmine Nix, newcomer to NXT. Thea Hale puts her in the Kimura and snaps her arm. And after all hell breaks loose, Kalani Jordan comes out. Here comes Fallon Henley. And JC Jane, Thea Hale, might be headed towards Stand and Deliver in a match or a multi-woman match with JC Jane, Izzy Dame, Kiana James, taking on Kalani Jordan, Fallon Henley, and Thea Hale. So keep an eye on that. Lola Vice had an open challenge here tonight on NXT against Natalya, who beat Lola Vice in a pretty solid women's match. I love Natty. I will never, ever, 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 ever besmirch the boat's good name. She's put in the work. She's a mainstay. She's a staple in the WWE women's division, and she trains all of your favorite wrestlers in the dungeon. If you don't know that, she trains all your wrestlers, male and female. So don't ever disrespect Natty's name, ever. The whole night, we got three parts of the NXT Prime Target with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams video package, and chef's kiss. Those production dudes in NXT, guys and gals, I'm going to discriminate here. They deserve a raise because this video package was fire. You had Orton in it, Punk. You had Cody Rhodes in it. You had Shawn Michaels. I think Ciampa and Gargano. I wanted to see Triple H and Shawn Michaels. R-Truth got me in the head here. Great video package all around. Ilya Dragunov beat Channing Stacks Lorenzo, but that did not leave Ilya without some scars because his hands, his fingers were all jacked up after the match. Something to keep an eye on towards Stand and Deliver with Ilya and the Don's NXT Championship match. The Don invited Ilya to a special dinner next week on NXT, so he might be wearing some cement shoes come NXT Stand and Deliver weekend. Josh Briggs beat Duke Hudson. That's when Obafemi announced the North American Championship triple threat match. And Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin defeated the Alpha Academy. Now, if the Alpha Academy won this match, they would get inserted into the tag team match, which will be decided next week on NXT in a triple threat match with the Club, Nathan Frazier and Axiom, and the LWO, Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro. But Alpha Academy is not headed to NXT Stand and Deliver, nor WrestleMania weekend, unfortunately, because Braun Breaker and Corbin got the win. After the match, all the tag teams came out, and it was pure chaos to end NXT. Really good NXT, and a really good build towards NXT Stand and Deliver. I will be there live Saturday morning before NXT, or before, I should say before WrestleMania Night 1, so catch all the action and the vlog to come on my YouTube, and we will get into Friday Night SmackDown here. Friday Night SmackDown kicks off with the action right away. We got RKO versus Pretty Deadly, and by RKO, I mean Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. I like that whole R-KO thing. It works. Just like the OK Show with Kathy Kelly and Kevin Owens on the WWE social YouTube channel. Very, very funny with those two. They have fantastic chemistry. They're going to take on Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. I love me some Pretty Deadly, man. Them dudes are hysterical. Logan Paul actually knocks out Kevin Owens with the Brass Knucks to give Pretty Deadly a massive tag team win against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. After the match, Randy watches the replay on the Jumbotron. Wrestlers are getting smarter, ladies and gentlemen. AJ Styles also did this, and he also checked the cameramen to make sure LA Knight wasn't pretending to be a cameraman. Wrestlers are self-aware now. We have logic in pro wrestling, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, and I could say ever in WWE. Logan ends up getting out of Dodge thanks to Pretty Deadly, but Pretty Deadly end up getting a stunner and an RKO, and they're sent packing. Good opening to Monday Night Raw here. Good opening to Friday Night SmackDown here. I enjoyed it. We had Io Sky do a backstage promo here, which was interrupted by Bayley. They brawled backstage during this. This is good to sell their WrestleMania championship match here. Don't know which night it's going to take place on, but I'm going to say it's going to be Sunday is my guess right now. Nick Aldis is in the ring to announce and to have Jade Cargill sign her WWE SmackDown contract. And my goodness, Jade's entrance is fantastic. She's got the lights. She comes through the lights. You got the storm. A storm is coming. The theme song, very similar to her AEW song. She's got snow. My goodness, guys, this entrance is aura. Just check it out. While I'm talking about it here, it is incredible. It is such a vibe, dude. Like, cannot express how much of a fan of I am of Jade Cargill. We absolutely love her in this household. Any hate towards Jade Cargill, that's for you. I just flabbergasted by how well they put this together. I mean, the wait was worth it. She says, you know, it's about damn time, and a storm has arrived to the SmackDown Women's Division. Oh, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Jade Cargill, we're not going to see the last of her on SmackDown. Don't worry. Don't you worry. A-Town Down Under taking on the Street Profits in that tag team tournament final. Whoever wins gets added to the ladder match at WrestleMania. This was a good match, and A-Town Down Under are going to WrestleMania thanks to Karrion Kross and Scarlett for attacking Lashley and B-Fab backstage, waiting for the Profits to party. After the match, the AOP and the Final Testament decimate Lashley, the Street Profits, and B-Fab. This was great, and the direction is essentially handled. Faction versus faction at WrestleMania more than likely hasn't been formally announced, but I hope it does. And because Cross and Lashley both were left off WrestleMania last year, and they were supposed to be in the cards originally. So I hope they get that redo and Triple H rights the wrong, because I want AOP, the Final Testament, versus the Almighty Prophets, or the Pride, as they've called themselves. Lashley has called them. Santos Escobar is here. He wants to thank Dirty Dom. He thanks Dirty Dom, and Dom's like, no need to thank me. Anytime my dad's involved, I'm willing to absolutely help, because I despise my deadbeat father. They just hate Rey Mysterio. Player Hater of the Year Award nominee, Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. The LWO and Rey Mysterio are out here, and Rey Mysterio issues the challenge, and it is made official, ladies and gentlemen, that the newest member of LWO is Dragon Lee. And Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee will take on Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio in a tag team match at WrestleMania. Carlito did not look too happy about this. Maybe Carlito's going to be joining Legado del Fantasma. Now, we get a segment backstage with the Judgment Day. They were not aware, neither was Mommy, Rhea Ripley, that Dom was going to do this. There's a lot of issues within the Judgment Day right now, so I don't know if the Judgment Day is going to look the same after WrestleMania, because Priest even alludes to it and says this WrestleMania is going to be important for all of us separately and together. And then Rhea's like, what are you not telling us? I said this on Drop the Mic, and I'm going to pop the clip in here real quick for you.
Time out. You ready? You're right. I'm going to drop the bombshell on you. You guys are going to hate this, because I've been sitting on this and I wanted to say it on my show, but I'll give you the pleasure. CM Punk has been inserted in commentary for one reason and one reason alone. CM Punk wants the World Heavyweight Championship from either Seth or Drew, correct?
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah, exactly. Who could screw that up for him?
CM Punk.
Then your money in the bank, Damian Priest.
Ah! CM Punk is going to stop Priest from cashing in on Seth or Drew, so that Punk gets a shot at Seth or Drew, whoever wins that match. Keep an eye on it. That brace going right to Senor Money in the Bank's face. I told you on his show, you just heard it. CM Punk's been inserted in that Seth-Drew match because CM Punk wants Seth or Drew. He doesn't have beef with Priest. Priest wants that World Heavyweight Championship. So I think Punk will stop Priest from cashing in at WrestleMania. That doesn't mean Priest won't cash in the next night or a couple weeks at WrestleMania Backlash in France, but it's something to keep an eye on. Legado and New Cash Republic for that last spot in the tag team ladder match at WrestleMania, and New Cash Republic are headed to WrestleMania in a solid match here. We also got the director's cut of The Rock beating Cody's ass. And AJ Styles cuts a promo here against LA Knight. And LA Knight is dressed up like a security guard, and he beats the living hell out of AJ Styles until AJ Styles runs out of Dodge. I'm excited for their match. This is going to be very entertaining. AJ Styles and LA Knight. LA Knight's first WrestleMania against the most decorated and one of the best professional wrestlers of our generation, AJ Styles. Yeah, sign me the hell up. Got an awesome video package from Tiffany. It's Tiffy time all the time, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can say about it on that one is toodles. And your main event of SmackDown is the ladies once again. I think this is now 2 or 3 weeks in a row the ladies main evented. And I'm all for it. Bianca's taking on Dakota Kai. She beats Dakota Kai after the match. Damage Control absolutely beat the living hell out of Bianca. Naomi comes out to make the save. They beat up Naomi. And here she comes, ladies and gentlemen. A storm is here, and I got a... I'll do it again. The goosebumps, the mana, the vibes were strong. The aura was strong because Jade took out the Kabuki Warriors and Dakota Kai single-handedly. Hit her finishing move, Jada. Pin Kairi Sane. Hit that crazy Lee thing that we've seen from back in the day that's been making a resurgence recently. And she is standing tall with Naomi and Bianca. And oh my God, ladies and gentlemen. This is the greatest trio ever. I've ever been assembled. Three of my favorite women's wrestlers all in one group. They're going to tag team together to take on the Kabuki Warriors and Dakota Kai at WrestleMania. It's been made official by Nick Aldis on social media. Here's your graphic for it. I'm excited. You all should be too. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, the vibes are going to be unreal. Unreal. Next week on SmackDown, the WrestleMania SmackDown edition of Friday Night SmackDown, they call that. Those two shows, WrestleMania Raw and WrestleMania SmackDown. Something I'm just not a fan of, but hey, whatever. SmackDown next week, you got the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. We got the KO show with Randy Orton. We got Zelina versus Electra Lopez. We got New Catch Republic versus Waller in Theory. And we got Jey Uso versus Solo Sikoa. Also, the WWE Speed Show debuts on Twitter Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern. So WWE is firing on all cylinders. WrestleMania is here. We're almost 6 days away now, officially. And my goodness, the build has been spectacular. I can't wait. I'm going to talk more about my WrestleMania schedule in the final mouth. Also, if you can stay tuned. And we're going to formally announce the contest for WrestleMania. And it's an easy one, ladies and gentlemen. So don't miss the final mouth off here. It's Wednesday. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for AEW Dynamite. And we're going to kick off this week's episode from March 27th with a hard-hitting affair between Shibata and the aerial assassin, Will Ospreay. Look, let me tell you about this opener to Dynamite. This was a damn good match. This is your Mouthing Off with Mike match recommendation of the week from the AEW side. It was that damn good. As for the winner, Will Ospreay, ladies and gentlemen, he gets a win here. And what more can I say? Those two dudes are so talented. The future of professional wrestling is in great hands, ladies and gentlemen. Just keep that in mind. We got the Young Bucks taking on Private Party in the tag title tournament. This is a callback to the first episode of Dynamite where Private Party took on the Young Bucks and upset them in the original tag title tournament. This is a great match. A lot of callbacks to their first match. The Young Bucks with their dastardly EVP ways, they cheat. They get the win here against Private Party, and they're moving on in the tournament. We'll see them pop up again on Rampage. So keep an eye on that. We got a cool little thing with Darby and Tony Hawk for the skaters project that Tony Hawk runs. Basically, he gets skate parks out there to those underprivileged communities. A great cause, great organization. And Tony Hawk uses Darby's broken foot to plant on the half pipe. Look, I'm not a skate guy. I'm not an expert when it comes to skating, so don't hate on me. We got Jericho and Hook. Yeah, if you watched last week's video or listened to the show, you know I'm so out on the Jerichoverse. Ooh, cue the spooky Twilight Zone music. I'm out on it, man. I'm so out on this. Like, it's not even funny. He wants to manage Hook. And now we got shirts that say Lion Hook. Same thing as Y2AJ. This is going to last a week. Jericho's going to turn on him. He's going to turn heel again. And then you're going to have Hook and Jericho at Dynasty for the FTW Championship, probably. Look, man, I'm not going to get into this whole rant. I did the whole first half of the episode last week was dedicated. I didn't even think dedicated. It was regarding this whole Jerichoverse thing. Look, it's not captivating TV. Like, I don't want to be that guy. I really don't. But my you know, this is my podcast. This is my opinion. Hey, you might sit there and be like, you know, screw this guy. I love Jericho. And don't get me wrong, I do. I respect him. I think he's a great professional wrestler. I think he's a Hall of Famer, a lock. But I just, it's like his heart's not in it. Like, he's present, but his heart and his soul's just not in what he does. And that could be wrong. It could be way off base. And he could be fully into it, heart and soul. But something's not, it's not coming across that way on television. Look, it is what it is. I'm sure Hook and the Jericho storyline will play out. I'm sure it'll be fine. I just don't want Hook to lose momentum. He just got it back recently, and we can't lose it this soon. Nevertheless, I'm going to let it play out. I'm not immediately negative with these things, but I'm not captivated by it. So we bide our time on that. Got the women's four-way to determine a number one contender for Julia Hart's TBS championship. Willow Nightingale, Anna Jay, Chris Statlander, Sky Blue. Really great women's match. The CEO, Mercedes Moné, is on commentary here. She is money, ladies and gentlemen. The Mercedes Moné effect is real. The women have been getting a little bit more time per week in their matches. They've been getting more segments on Dynamite, Rampage. You know, we're going to have the return of Collision this Saturday. So we're going to have Thunder Rosa taking on Lady Frost on Collision. So that should be a really solid match. So the women's division is really heating up. So the Mercedes Moné effect might be a real thing. We might be doing a video breakdown in a few weeks of that. We'll see how this plays out the next couple weeks heading into AEW Dynasty at the end of April. Willow Nightingale gets the big win here. After the match, Julia Hart attacks. And there's a little bit of a stare down with Mercedes. So we know the end goal is more than likely Mercedes holding the TBS championship. More than likely, Willow will beat Julia, have the title for probably a couple months, and then drop it to Mercedes, and Mercedes will have the TBS title, and we'll start some new rivalries there, maybe with her and Chris. Best friends, Orange and Trent Beretta, are going to take on the Undisputed Kingdom. They beat the Undisputed Kingdom. The Undisputed Kingdom, I think it might be time to wrap it up, or I hope Adam Cole's on his way back, because... yeah, I liked it a few months ago, but they haven't done anything captivating for me to say yes. I think Mike Bennett's extremely talented. I think Matt Taven is extremely talented. I think Roddy Strong is extremely talented. Wardlow is a meat monster that deserves a little bit better booking, in my personal opinion. And Adam Cole is one of the best professional wrestlers of this current generation. Why is it not clicking? I ask you, that's your social media. Go reach out to me at @MOWM_podcast. Why is the Undisputed Kingdom not clicking? Is it because of the Adam Cole injury? Mouth off with me on social media. I want to hear your thoughts or in the comments here of this video. Your main event of AEW Dynamite is going to be Konosuke Takeshita taking on Swerve Strickland. Whose house? It's Swerve's house, ladies and gentlemen. Swerve gets a win here against Takeshita. Fantastic match for the main event of Dynamite. After everything is said and done, we're finally getting that one-on-one match. Swerve Strickland, Samoa Joe, AEW World Championship, AEW Dynasty, April 21st, St. Louis, Missouri, baby. Swerve's winning that title. Dynamite will be known as Swerve's house, and it will be the era of Swerve in AEW very, very soon. Dynamite was good. Contrary to what the ratings will say, and the people want to talk about the ratings, got a lot of slack on my video 2 weeks ago. Why wrestling fans shouldn't care about ratings? Clearly, wrestling fans really care about ratings. If you go check out those comments on that video, there's some really angry wrestling fans. There's some also really anti-AEW people. As a fan, how can you sit there and wish for the downfall of a company and wish for the downfall of wrestlers to not be employed? Do you understand that? Like, if they go under, that sucks for wrestling. WWE gets complacent again. You don't have an option on national media other than WWE then. And especially with Raw going to Netflix, you need AEW more than ever right now. AEW was blowing WWE out of the water 19 and 20. Then WWE got rid of the dead weight in the case of He Who Shall Not Be Named. And now look at them. Look at what they're doing. They merged with TKO, and now everything's cooking on all cylinders, ladies and gentlemen. I have nothing to complain about WWE. Maybe here and there I could say, yeah, like the women's division needs a little bit more time, but They usually level it out. I can't even complain about that. AEW, the women's division's on fire. They've signed so many big names. Okada, Ospreay, Mercedes, most recently. How could you sit there and just be like, well, the ratings suck. So this sucks. The product sucks. The product doesn't suck. You just don't want to watch it. Actually, you want to let other people tell you it's good or bad. You want to read graphs. Bro, if you want to go read graphs, go read graphs. If you want to watch graphs, watch graphs. That's what I'll say on it. Let's get into Rampage here. We got the final two wrestling shows here of the week when it comes to AEW. We got AEW Rampage from Friday, the 29th of March, 2024. Taking off the show, Dustin Rhodes taking on The Butcher. Dustin Rhodes gets the win. And he's been hinting on social media that he might be involved with Cody at WrestleMania. I hope Tony Khan lets it happen. Dustin's contract rumored is to be expiring soon. No indication of a re-sign happening. So could Dustin be in WrestleMania, at WrestleMania in some capacity, even if it's in the crowd with his mom? Something to keep an eye on. Daddy Ass got his home invaded by the Bullet Club Gold. Yeah, that happened. We've had two home invasion angles in the last 2 weeks in wrestling. I'm cool with it. Yeah, I guess, right? What is there to say? It happened, right? Deonna Purrazzo took on Rose. Not sure who Rose is. I will familiarize myself. But she beat Rose. She got her to tap out. Deonna, I don't want to say it, but Tony, don't forget you have Deonna Purrazzo here. Just saying. Speaking of Tonys, we got Toni Storm. She's unable to compete, she says in a promo, but we already knew Mariah was taking on Nikita on Rampage. It was announced previously. So not really sure what's going on there. Mariah May gets the win. And then in the main event of Rampage, you got Roddy Strong taking on Daddy Magic, Matt Menard, for the International Championship. Roddy Strong retains the championship. The Undisputed Era, not Undisputed Era, the Undisputed Kingdom beat down Daddy Magic. Best Friends make the save, and the Young Bucks hit the Best Friends with low blows and the EVP trigger to end Rampage to hype up their match coming up next week on Dynamite for the semifinals for the tag title tournament. Now, we're going to have two matches on Collision Saturday here. FTR versus the Infantry, and Big Bill and Ricky Starks will be in action. And I can't remember who they're taking on, but we'll touch it here when we get to Collision. Rampage was Rampage this week. I hate to say it, but Rampage doesn't need to be a thing anymore, I feel, in my personal opinion. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, my colliders assemble. Saturday night's all right for fighting, and we got AEW Collision here from Saturday, March 30th of 2024. We got the show kicking off with the Cope Open, ladies and gentlemen, and the Cope Open was answered by none other, former Edgehead himself, Woo, 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 you know him, you love him, the Deathmatch King, the Indie God, Matt Cardona. Matt Cardona has said for years, and I've seen numerous tweets by him on social media about how his dream match is to take on his former teacher, his former his mentor. You know, he's the protege to Edge's mentor, and he was wanted that match for a long time. And we finally got it here tonight to kick off Collision. I didn't know about this. I was thoroughly surprised, and I was so happy to see Cardona get this match. It was a great match. Edge, Adam Copeland ended up retaining the TNT Championship. After the match, lights go out. Here we got Malakai Black staring face to face. We got the black mist bubbling out of his mouth. Looks like House of Black, Malakai Black, want that TNT Championship. We also had Mark Briscoe and Eddie Kingston come out to the ring to save Cope. And we're going to get those three versus the House of Black at Dynasty April 21st. So that's going to be very interesting. The Acclaimed are here. They cut a promo. They're not happy about the Bullet Club Gold's home invasion. I'll be honest, I tuned out a little bit. The Acclaimed, I'm not really, it's not doing it for me right now, but we'll see what happens. FTR took on the Infantry in a really good match here. Infantry highly underrated right now. FTR got the win here with the Shatter Machine. They're moving on in the tournament. And then we had Kyle O'Reilly beating JD Drake in his second match. Got him to tap out with the armbar. Good to see JD Drake getting some work here on Collision. He's a really underrated guy that AEW has employed. Then you had Starks and Big Bill taking on Top Flight here. Top Flight actually got the win, and it was a shocking win because all things pointed to Ricky and Big Bill getting the win. But there was a point in the match where Darius Martin went for a roll-up with it, using his head as like the leverage. And the ref stopped the count at three, and it was a clear 1, 2, 3. Shoulders were down. Ref stopped because he was like, whoa, what's going on? Very similar to what we saw happen with Moxley and Phoenix from almost, you know, half a year ago when Mox got the concussion and they, you know, they double did the move and a lot of people got upset about it. That's similar to what happened here. Instead, they were able to obviously get to the get-go and the finish and, you know, Top Flight advance. But Ricky, after the match, was visibly shaken up. Doc was in the ring talking to him. I don't know if it was a neck thing, a concussion, a head thing. We're going to get some word. I haven't seen any word immediately following Collision, so I'm hoping we get some clarity on what's going on there. And then you had Lady Frost taking on Thunder Rosa. Lady Frost got a great reception here in Canada. crowd chanting her name numerous times. Really good match here. Thunder Rosa got the win. It looks like we're hinting at Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo having some beef here. There's been some social media back and forth with Deonna. And then announced here on Collision, Mariah May will take on Thunder Rosa, and whoever wins that match will take on Toni Storm for the Women's Championship at Dynasty. Also to note, Toni Storm kissed Mariah May. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that happened. Mariah May has been cosplaying and dressing up as like the old Toni Storm gimmick. And Toni, as we know, loves herself. So it's more of like she kissed herself in her mind, not kissed Mariah May. The ego and the narcissism that you can like pick from this Toni Storm character is so good. They're nailing this like this actress gimmick like through the roof. It's they're killing it, man. Your main event of Collision was the 6-man tag. Bryan Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, and Shibata taking on Lance Archer and the Righteous, Dutch and Vincent. Really good 6-man match here to end Collision. Collision was a really good show. Danielson, Claudio, Shibata got the win. Danielson and Claudio had matches just 24 hours earlier in Mexico, and it was said on commentary they didn't get out of there till 2:30 in the morning local time, which was 5:30 in the morning Canadian time, whatever time zone Canada's on. Canadian time. I made that one up here for the show exclusively. But they got here and they wrestled the match here in Canada on Collision. So props to them. This is a solid show. For me, Dynamite was good, but I think Collision might have edged it out a little bit. I don't know, man. That Cardona-Copeland match really took me by surprise. And that's exactly what you want out of an open challenge, is that element of surprise. You don't know who's going to answer it. And good job on all parties involved, because I don't think this was leaked. I wasn't on social media all day. I've been doing a lot of other stuff, you know, getting ready for WrestleMania, and that is a journey and an expedition all on its own. But I didn't see anything social media wise about, you know, Cardona being backstage at AEW. And usually I see it with Fightful and Sean Ross Sapp, but didn't see it. It was a great surprise. It was a fantastic match. I had a good time watching Collision. You know, when we look at Saturday nights, it's tough right now, especially with March Madness. Collision next week will be on at 11:30 at night Eastern Standard Time because of WrestleMania. No, I'm kidding. Not because of WrestleMania, you tribalistic, crazy fans. Because of the NCAA Final Four. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting to the nitty-gritty on the March Madness tournament, and you're going to have some of those last games being played Saturday night. So that's why Collision got shifted to 11:30, not because of WrestleMania. It has nothing to do with WrestleMania. WrestleMania is on Peacock. All into part two of the March Madness. Collision, good stuff here for me. I enjoyed it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the final segment of Mouthing Off with Mike, the final mouth off with Mike, with me, ladies and gentlemen. And if you couldn't tell, got some new Mouthing Off with Mike merch right here, fresh, hot, off the presses. And we will be at WrestleMania, or I should say, Mouthing Off with Mike Mania, ladies and gentlemen, because we will be at WrestleMania. We will be live in living color all week. Catch us at Friday Night SmackDown in the Hall of Fame. Catch us at NXT Stand and Deliver, WWE World Superstore Star, Mania Night 1, Mania Night 2, the Monday Night Raw after Mania, and all of that content will be right here on my YouTube for all of you to watch. So we got an action-packed week when it comes to pro wrestling next week in Philadelphia, and Mouthing Off with Mike will be there, ladies and gentlemen, in these pretty fly-ass hoodies, if I do say so myself. You know, like I designed them, obviously, but you know how it goes. Shout out to my graphic artist, Gina. Much love. If you ever need any graphic artwork, hit me up, guys. I got a great artist. Came up with this, the Mouthing Off with Mike Mania logo. I'll pop it up here. I'm excited. We all should be excited. And I want to announce formally on the show, go to my social media at MOWM_podcast. Check out the pinned tweet. I'm doing a WrestleMania contest. All you got to do is subscribe to my YouTube. That's it. You subscribe to my YouTube, you post a screenshot that you subscribed to that tweet, reply to that tweet with the screenshot, you're entered. Winner will be selected Wednesday, April 10th. Contest ends April 9th. The contest is open to all U.S. residents. I'm going to try to expand it to the U.K. But other than that, if you're in the U.K. and U.S., that's it. That's the best I can do. If you're anywhere else, I'm sorry. Well, we got to figure out those shipping costs. But all you got to do is subscribe to Mouthing Off with Mike Wrestling Podcast here on YouTube. And guess what? You're going to win. You're going to win some exclusive WrestleMania memorabilia that I will get for you at WrestleMania, at the Superstore. So it's going to come. I don't have anything to show you physically. But when I get the merch at the Superstore, I will post it on social media and you'll know exactly what you're getting. It's going to be a prize pack of all some fun WrestleMania whatnot. So stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. As for the rest of pro wrestling this week, man, it was a great week. WWE delivered, AEW delivered. Jade Cargill's here, ladies and gentlemen. WrestleMania is next week. Stay tuned to my socials at MOWM_podcast for the contest. Make sure you enter and stay tuned for my WWE WrestleMania match card predictions coming out this coming week. NXT Stand and Deliver predictions as well will be coming out that same night. So it's going to be Tuesday. That's going to be Tuesday, okay? April the 2nd. That morning, WrestleMania predictions. That night, NXT Stand and Deliver predictions will be out on my YouTube. So stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this week's show. I want to thank you all so much for watching, for listening. Make sure you enter the contest. I want to give away some stuff. I want to give back. So make sure you enter and you get hooked up with some WrestleMania merch. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. From your host here at Mouthing Off with Mike, we'll see you in Philadelphia for WrestleMania. Mouthing Off with Mike. Mouthing Off with Mike. Mouthing Off with Mike.